Again, good morning, and it's a pleasure to be with you today.
大家好，很高兴又和大家见面了。
This last Friday, I had the opportunity of attending the graduation at Biola University in Southern California on Friday.
上个礼拜五，他有幸参加了一次南加州一个大学的那个毕业典礼。
Over 700 young people graduated from college, and my granddaughter was one of them.
有700多个学生从那个大学毕业，他的孙女就是其中一个。
It was a proud moment for Grandpa to be able to be there and to see these young people who have achieved much in their education.
他说作为一个那个祖就是外祖父吧，他很幸运能够参加这些年轻人的典礼，看到他的孙女能够得到这么大的成就，大学毕业。
The speaker challenged them to two things as they go from their college career.
这里面有一个讲员呢，就是鼓励那些年轻人以后要做两件事。
To love God and to have compassion for others.
要爱我们的主，然后呢，要爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
While sitting there listening, I couldn't help but think how God had prepared my heart for what I had to say to you this morning.
然后他一面在听着那个讲员这么讲，他一面就想起今天要到我们这边来给我们讲道，准备就是给他一个题目了。
Making the most of your walk with God.
他今天的题目就是竭力追求与主同行。
In order for us to have a walk with God, we must first of all be part of His family as a believer.
他说我们要与主同行呢，首先我们要成为主的家庭成员，我们要相信他。
It is essential to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
你首先要知道，天父是我们的救主。
I couldn't help but think of the song that the hymn writer has written, Sweeter as the years go by.
他想起一首圣诗，就是说，反正就是要歌颂我们主的一首圣诗。
As you think of your personal relationship with Christ, there are those times that it's up and down.
在我们信主的年月里面，大家一定会有体会，有时候我们情绪高，有时候情绪低下。
And yet how important it is for us to have a walk with Jesus day by day.
但是很重要的一点是我们每天要与主同行。
Apart from Jesus, there is really no walk with God.
就是说其实有一部分来讲，就是我们要跟主在一起，并不是说可以自己走开。
And so the challenge this morning that I trust that I leave with you is to walk deeper day by day.
就我今天跟大家讲的题目呢，就是要挑战大家要更深刻的和主每天在一起同行。
The passage of scripture that you read just a few minutes ago from Psalm 1 helps us to understand that.
我们大家刚才范牧师带我们念过的那个诗篇第一篇的圣经就讲得很清楚。
It's really a plea for a deeper walk with Jesus.
这个就是要和主耶稣更亲密地走在一起，这个是一种。
More solid and more productive as well.
然后就会更有成就感。
The person who has a close walk with God is called blessed.
和主同行的人呢，就是被祝福的。
So the question for us this morning is, how can we make the most of our walk with God?
今天早晨我们的问题就是如何我们可以和主更近地走在一起。
We're going to look at it in a few ways, three questions of how we can have the direction of walking with God and three answers to that.
我们今天讲三个问题，还要讲答案，就是说如何可以更好地和主同行走在一起。
From verses 1 and 2, let's look first of all at our first point.
我们看那个诗篇第一篇的第一节和第二节，就可以看我们的第一点。
The question this morning is, how are you being influenced?
第一个问题就是你是如何被主耶稣影响的。
There is only two possible ways to be influenced.
你只有两种方式可以被受影响。
Either it's an ungodly influence or a godly influence.
一种是天父给你的影响，另一种是恶人、罪人给你的影响。
Let's take a moment to look at these two areas.
让我们来看看这两个方面。
The ungodly influence.
一个是不受就是恶人的影响。
You know, I've discovered over the years, now that I'm both a parent and a grandparent, that it doesn't take much to teach children how to misbehave.
就是说我作为一个爷爷来讲，我这么多年发现，如果你要教育小孩子坏的话，不用你去教，他自己就学坏了。
They learn it quite well by themselves.
他们自己就学会了怎么样做坏事。
The Bible says that for all of us, the nature of our life is that we are children of wrath.
就是说，根据圣经来讲，我们人的本性其实就是，其实每圣经讲性本恶。
And that we must be rescued by God.
我们必须被神所拯救。
And made children of God as well.
然后小孩也是这样的。
I want us to note some of the stages of ungodliness.
就是说我想让大家知道一下，我们就是没有被主保佑以前这几个阶段。
The psalmist in this psalm says that walking in the counsel of the ungodly.
这个圣经里面讲到，恶人并不是这样的，像抗体被风吹散。
Is one of the stages of ungodliness.
这个是第一个阶段。
We need to turn from ungodly counsel.
我们要把这个阶段转变过来。
We need not go in that direction.
我们不要朝那个方向走去。
Another insight that we have from the passage of Scripture is standing in the way of sinners.
然后另外一个，这个方向就不要站在罪人的道路。
Another way, otherwise identifying with ungodly.
然后这样呢，就是他就是那个人就没有活了。
We're not opposing their viewpoint.
我们反对这样的做法。
We are simply embracing what they say.
我们就是要按照天父的做法去做。
There is only one viewpoint that's worth having.
只有一个方向我们应该走的。
And that is a godly viewpoint.
那就是天父的观点，天父的方向。
Maybe I could say it this way: everything else needs to go to the trash can.
我可以说，其他任何方向、任何诱惑都应该丢到垃圾桶里去。
Another insight that we have from the passage of Scripture is sitting in the seat of the scornful.
另外一个观点就是说，我们要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢
？Sitting speaks of a resting place.
那就是说站在在一个溪水旁能够休息的话。
In other words, we adapt to their ways, the ungodly ways.
那就是接受那种做法。
We mock everything that is holy and godly.
然后就是一切都是有圣灵保佑的。
Remember, we start ask the question: there are only two ways in which we are influenced, either ungodly or godly.
也就是说我们有两种方法可以受到影响，一种是不受天父的影响，另外一种是天父的影响。
Let's take a moment to think about the godly ways of influence.
然后我们来看一看天父是怎么样影响我们的。
The Bible says that we're to delight in the word of God.
也就是说天父说我们要听从天父的话语。
As newborn babes, we crave the spiritual milk of the word of God.
我们信主的人心性的人就像婴儿要吃奶一样的
so that we might be able to grow
这样我们才可以成长
to grow in our salvation and to grow in our walk with God
然后我们成长以后呢才可以与主同行长大
and when you have tasted the good milk of God's growth
等你尝试到天父给我们的那些有营养的奶分
You experience what it is to share in the good walk that God has for us.
然后你才有可能就是成长与主同行。
Another insight of godly influence is meditating on His Word.
另外一个就是我们要学会怎么样听主的话语。
Yesterday I was left with the opportunity to do all the driving for 7 hours.
昨天我有机会。独自开车开七个小时。
And during that 7 hour period, it was a privilege just to meditate on the Word of God and to think about God's truth.
在这七个小时的驾驶途中，对我来讲就有机会可以思想神的话语。
In the background, I had gospel music on.
然后在开车的时候，他的音响放的是那个圣乐。
Yet while driving, I was meditating on this psalm that we're looking at this morning.
然后他一边在开车，一边就思想着今天要讲的神的话语。
You remember what the Bible says about meditating?
你们记得圣经怎么说呢？
It is taking heed to God's word.
就是说要听神的话语。
Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God.
听了神的话语，我就不会再做犯罪的事情。
It is interesting as God speaks through His word and as we meditate, He changes our life.
我们听了神的话语，会改变我们的生命。
My prayer for you, brothers and sisters, that you're not the same person today that you were yesterday.
我假设你们所有这些弟兄姐妹今天和昨天就完全不一样，因为今天你们信主了。
Because as you meditate on God's word, as you're here worshiping today, your life is being enriched.
因为你们听了主的话语，你的生命就更丰富了。
You are being influenced by godly things to carry you through the week that is ahead.
你们就是这样被主的话语所影响，走到真的道路上。
We can make the most of our walk with God by making the most of His Word.
我们完全听主的话，就可以使我们保证与主同行。
The power of the Bible.
这就是圣经的力量。
The instruction book that God has given us.
这是主给我们的一种带有指示性的书。
Do you want to know how to live daily and walk daily but with God? Then we need to be in His Word.
如果你想每天与主紧密的同行，你一定要学习圣经，学主的话语。
Let me ask you a simple question this morning.
我来问大家一个简单的问题。
Do you think that you could find 5 minutes a day to spend in God's Word?
你能不能每天找出5分钟时间来学习神的话语？
Almost every one of us have waste 5 minutes somewhere, somehow.
我们每个人其实在不管什么地方，每天都浪费5分钟以上不止的时间。
I suggest to you that 5 minutes in God's Word daily will change your life.
他的建议是，如果你每天读5分钟圣经的话，你的生命就会改变。
What does that mean? How to be in God's Word for 5 minutes each day?
他说，那怎么样做到这个每天学习神的话语5分钟呢？
Simply opening God's Word, reading His instructions, and asking Him what He would teach you from that.
就实际上很简单，你就每天翻开圣经读5分钟，问神怎么样帮助你。
What a change it will make.
这会给你带来很大的改变。
Soon, 5 minutes will become 10 minutes, and 10 minutes will become 15 and more.
不久你就每天会读10分钟，然后增加到15分钟，越来越多时间读圣经。
To walk in God is to be influenced by God and His Word.
与主同行就是要受主的影响，跟他一起进行。
I don't know of anything in life more exciting and more joyful than to be walking in His Word.
我想象不出在我的人生中有更兴奋、更令人高兴的事，就是和与主同行来相比。
Having been a Christian for over 50 years,
我已经做了50年的基督徒了。
I can say to you today that He becomes more precious and richer day by day as we spend time walking in His Word.
对我来讲，每天花更多的时间和主在一起，我就觉得越来越受到鼓励。
Well, we've looked at the outside influences. Let's look at some of the inside.
我们看了里面的影响，再看一下外面的影响。
The question today for you, the second question is, what are you becoming?
第二个问题今天给大家的是，你要变成一个什么样的人？
How are the influences, how will the influences reflect in what we become in our character?
就是我们受到什么样的影响，就把我们的人变成什么样子。
As we look in the inside, let's look inside our heart.
我们来看看我们的内心的感觉。
Look where you really live.
你实际上是生活在什么样的一个里面？
Ask yourself the question, what kind of person am I becoming?
问自己一个问题，我想变成一个什么样的人？
The person who delights in God's word?
是一个爱神的话语的人呢？
Is a person who is refreshed and nourished by God's word?
还是一个就是在神的话语里面不断更新的人？
Three ways that I think we're nourished by God's word.
有三个方面可以从神的话语得到营养。
First, His word is fruitful.
第一，神的话语是像水果一样的。
His word is refreshing and nourishing to be around.
他的话语是可以更新我们，使我们得到更新的营养。
Secondly, it's durable.
第二方面，神的话语是可以持久的影响我们。
It's strong and vibrant in our faith.
它就可以降且强化我们的信仰。
And it's prosperous.
然后就对我们很有收获。
The Bible says that whatever one does, that they will prosper as they are obedient to His word.
圣经里面就是这样教导我们的。
God gave the writer some insight.
上帝从里面给我们一些好的影响。
The last four words are very interesting that we find in the Psalm.
这个圣经里面有最后有四个字很有意思。
It says that ungodly will perish.
就是说那个恶人的道路却必灭亡。
Look inside, ask yourself, what am I becoming?
问自己的一个问题在里面，我会变成什么样？
I'm a fairly emotional person when it comes to growing and being nourished by God's word.
这个牧师讲，他说当他每次跟神的话语在一起的时候，他就变得非常激动。
One of the songs that was sung at the graduation was Great is His Faithfulness.
他在那个礼拜五的毕业典礼上，他们毕业典礼唱了有一首歌，就是说，你毕业的成绩就是对神的信仰程度。
I could hardly sing the words as the tears were flowing down my cheeks.
他说我就无法唱这个歌，因为我热泪盈眶。
When I look back over the years and think of His gratefulness, it's greater than I could ever begin to imagine.
他回想他的一生，天父带给他的是他所有都能够承受的最好的东西。
As I've had the privilege to come and share with you month after month over the last several years, I reflect on how great God's faithfulness has been to each of you as well.
他说我到你们这个教会讲到每个月来一次已经好几年了，我就越来越感到天父的话语带给你们大家的改变。
I love to see the nodding of your heads as you sing.As you hear the words preached, as you agree with what's being said, that's God's gratefulness because He's been nourishing you.
他说每次看到大家在唱圣诗的时候点头，然后在读圣经的时候，在祷告的时候都是赞许的神情，他就感到这是天父对我们大家的滋润。
As you have been growing inside in your heart and your love for Him, you're becoming more and more like Him.
他说你们每次这样敬拜神，你就变得越来越在神里面成长。
I couldn't help but think of that while Brother Lee was singing this morning and helping us to focus on Calvary, to focus on heaven.
他又不由自主想起李弟兄今天带我大家唱了一起歌，想起了加利利山上主的恩典。
Obviously these words have been filling his spirit and building his character in his walk with God.
他说很显然主的话语在李弟兄的心中起了作用，他才能这样有感情的来我们演唱这样的歌。
When I was here with you last month, although I couldn't stay for all the testimonies, but I heard a bit of the testimonies of those who were being baptized on Easter Sunday.
上次我来的时候，你们这边正好有弟兄姐妹要受洗，我没有办法全部听完他们的见证，但是我能感觉到他们真正信了耶稣。
As they shared what they used to be and what they are now because of what God has been doing in their lives.
他还记得那些讲见证的受洗的弟兄姐妹讲到他们以前是怎么样的人，信了神以后怎么样改变了他们的生命。
There is no greater joy than to see you growing in your faith and walking with God.
看到你们在神里面、圣灵里面成长，和神同行，没有比这更高、令人高兴的事。
But let me remind you of the third point.
现在我来提醒大家，我今天要讲的第三点。
As we've looked inside and as we've looked at where we're at, we need now to look ahead.
我们刚才看过我们的成长，看过我们内心，现在我们要看看我们要如何前行。
This psalm tells us that there's coming a judgment day as well.
我们今天圣经里面讲到将来会有审判。
There's coming a day when we will stand before the Lord.
我们有一天会站在主的面前接受审判。
And on that day we will be asked one simple question.
那天我们将会被问到一个简单的问题。
What is your relationship with the Savior?
那个问题就是说你和我们救主的关系是如何的。
The question is, will you be judged with the ungodly, or will you be judged with the godly?
然后就是说你会被审宣判为你是上帝那边的人，还是要下地狱的那边的人？
Brothers and sisters, there'll be no excuse.
我们是没有借口的。
We either stand before God and we're part of His family and we have hope in what He has promised.
我们要么就和神在一起，成为他的家庭成员，与他同行。
Or we'll spend eternity separated from God.
或者我们就万劫不复，跌入地狱和他分离。
And one of the privileges that we have in looking ahead.
然后我们看前往前看，往前行，我们有什么特长呢？
In heaven, we will be one congregation.
在天堂，我们是一个大家庭。
Every knee will bow before Him.
我们每个人都跪在天父面前。
And we will be able to praise Him.
然后我们都可以同声颂扬我们天父。
And to thank Him for His everlasting love.
然后感谢他永远的爱。
But my friend, also in heaven, God will separate the sheep from the goats.
朋友们，你们也要知道，在天堂里，上帝要把牧羊人和羊群分开。
To make the most of your walk with God，
要使你能够长久的和主同行。
Begins with godly influences，
然后就是要开始要受主的影响。
Which results in godly character，
然后要学习主的那些特点，他的人格。
Let me close with this illustration。
我现在来结束我们今天的讲道。
There's a certain courthouse in Ohio that stands in a unique location.
在俄亥俄州有一个特别的法庭。
The raindrops that fall on the north side of the building.
它的那个法庭是在一个大楼里头的。当雨下到左边的右边的时候。
Go into Lake Ontario in the Gulf of St. Lawrence.
然后你就走到那个可以看到那边那个湖。
While those falling on the south side,
但是如果当雨掉下到另一边的时候
，go into the Mississippi River or the Gulf of Mexico.
你就看到密西西比河和另一边的风景。
At precisely the point,
然后这是很精确的地点。
A puff of wind determines which way those raindrops will fall.
然后看刮什么样的风，这雨点就会下到什么地方。
It will make a difference of more than 2,000 miles to their final destination.
这下的雨刮的风会影响到2000英里以外的地方。
The spiritual application is the same.
我们圣灵的感动同样如此。
By the smallest deed of choice,
然后有一个很小的一个选择。
Of words, we might set in motion influences.
然后就是我们可以受到感染的话语。
That could change the course of others.
然后可以改变别人的人生道路。
And will have an effect for eternal destiny.
或者就是影响我们，就是掉入万劫不复的地狱。
It's simply a puff of wind, one way or the other.
只不过是一个风向的改变。
What is your walk with God?
你是不是要和神同行？
Is it influenced by godly character?
是不是要被神影响，学习他的品德
，and service to him，
然后服侍他呢
？I trust that you are walking closer day by day and moment by moment。
我相信大家一定每天和神同行，和他走得越来越近。
Let's pray。
我们来祷告。
Thank you, Father, for the privilege that we have to know that when we know you as our Savior, we can walk with you。
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，赞美你。我们知道你是我们的救主，我们有特权可以与你同行。
And that we can grow in grace，
然后我们可以得到救恩，在里面成长。
And your mercy，
然后你对我们的怜悯。
Continue to build the influences in our life，
请不断的在我们生命里面给我们施加影响。
As we love you more and more，
我们就会越来越爱你。
And experience your faithfulness.
然后表现出对你更大的忠诚。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样的祷告都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。阿门。